This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Massive landslide blocks Narayangarh Muglin Road section near Twinkhola, disrupting traffic again. Authorities urge travelers to use alternative roads as landslide continues to fall. Election Commission officials discuss upcoming election preparations with Prime Minister Sushila Karki, governed to forward process of amending land use regulation. And UN General Assembly meeting begins in New York, meeting to discuss Israel's war on Gaza and Russia-Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. A fresh massive landslide struck the Narayangarh Muglin Road section near Twinkhola this evening, once again disrupting the movement along one of the country's busiest highways. Narayan Lamsal, chief of the Division Road Office in Sitwan, said that the major landslide occurred at 4:55 p.m. today at Twinkhola of Issakamana Rural Municipality 6, and since then it has been difficult to remove the landslide debris as it continues to fall. Last Friday also, the road was blocked due to a landslide at the same place. The two-way traffic was brought into operation only on Monday, but today the road has been blocked again due to the landslide. All travelers using the road section have been urged to use alternative roads as it will take long time to remove the landslide debris. Officials from the Election Commission called on Prime Minister Sushila Karki today to discuss preparations for the upcoming election. The meeting took place at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singh Darbar. Discussions are focused on the election of the House of Representatives, scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026, following the dissolution of the House of Representatives. During the meeting, both sides exchanged views on necessary legal amendments, election management, resource mobilization, and other related issues. The Election Commission delegation was led by Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Phandare. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khannal assumed his office at the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration today. As per the Division of Portfolio of the Council of Ministers on Monday, he has also been entrusted with the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration. On the occasion, Minister Khannal urged employees to focus on service delivery and emphasized that corruption reduction is a primary demand of Gen Z and instructed the employees to work accordingly. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Anil Kumar Sinha has signed on a decision to forward the process for amending the laws related to land heirs. Assuming office in Singh Darbar today, Minister Sinha said, although many works have been carried out in the land reform sector so far, problems remain to be unresolved rather affecting the developmental activities. Newly appointed Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, called on Radio Nepal to serve as an inclusive voice of the nation by ensuring greater diversity in its news and programming. During his inspection to the Central Office of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Radio Nepal at Singh Darbar today, Minister Kharel stressed that the institution, which has played an important role in Nepal's social and political movements, must now adapt to changing times and compete with other media outlets by effectively using information technology. The communications minister recalled Radio Nepal's long history in providing information to the public and its role in shaping the country's broadcast journalism. Minister Kharel was welcomed at Radio Nepal by Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Ministry Secretary Radhika Aryal, Acting Chief Administrative Officer Bisnuram Neupane, Acting Deputy Executive Director Pushkar Gautam, and other officials. Meanwhile, Communications Minister Jagadish Kharel said that the main responsibility of the current government is to create an environment for the upcoming general elections scheduled for the 5th of March by ensuring good governance. speaking at the Hem Sunil Rizki Television Journalism Award Ceremony organized today at Nepal Television. Communications Minister Kharel said that the government's full attention will be focused on maintaining good governance and conducting free and fair elections. Minister Kharel also emphasized that since good governance is the core issue raised by the Gen Z movement, the government is committed to working in a way that the public can feel tangible results, particularly in the control of corruption. In the program, Minister Kharel also instructed that the public service broadcasting should work independently with responsibility and accountability towards the nation and raise public issues strongly. On the same occasion, Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Radhika Aryal, stated that the PSP should produce and broadcast content centered on public sentiments. In the same event, Executive Chairperson of the PSP, Dr. Mahendra Bista, expressed that only by ensuring sustainable and reliable financial resources can PSP be made free from the pressure of both the market and the government. During the program, Minister Kharel posthumously awarded the Hem Sunil Rizki Television Journalism Award 2082 to journalist Suresh Rajak. The Hem Sunil Rizki Television Journalism Award, presented by the Nepal Television branch of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, includes a cash prize of 100,000 rupees and a certificate of honor. Journalist Suresh Rajak tragically passed away in a fire incident while covering a protest in Tinkuni of Kathmandu on the 15th of Nepali month, Chaitra. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट ब्याग पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज British Ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kulman Gising. During the meeting held at the Energy Ministry today, Ambassador Fenn congratulated the newly appointed Minister Gising and extended best wishes for his successful tenure. Discussion was held on various issues, including friendship and collaboration between Nepal and the United Kingdom, UK's support in energy sector, possibility of investment in infrastructure sector, and necessary support for the measures to minimize problems surfaced due to climate change. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. An annual United Nations General Assembly meeting has begun at the UN's New York City headquarters, presenting annual report at the opening ceremony of the 18th General Debate. By presenting his annual report, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres laid out the themes that have defined his tenure as UN chief, making a glancing reference to efforts to undermine its work. According to Al Jazeera, Guterres referenced several global conflicts, first mentioning the war in Sudan and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but Guterres gave particular emphasis to the war in Gaza, which is set to define this year's general debate. The speech comes as U.S. President Donald Trump administration has again cut funding to the UN. The UN is by and large for the largest funder of the organization. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is addressing the UN General Assembly for the first time since 2020. China has evacuated hundreds of thousands of people and ordered at least 10 cities to close schools and some businesses as the strongest storm of the year bears down on its southern coast. According to the BBC, Hong Kong has upgraded its typhoon warning to 8 just 2 levels below the maximum ahead of the arrival of super typhoon Rogasa. The storm is expected to make landfall in China's Guangdong province on Wednesday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the Terai region of the country. There are also chances of moderate rainfall at a few places of the hilly regions and at one or two places of the Terai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Massive landslide blocks in Narayanganj Moglin road section near Twin Khola, disrupting traffic again. Authorities urge travelers to use alternative routes as landslide continues to fall. Election Commission officials discuss upcoming election preparations with Prime Minister Sushila Karki, given to forward process of amending land use regulation. And UN General Assembly meeting begins in New York, meeting to discuss Israel's war on Gaza and Russia-Ukraine war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.